Keep Fighting by Sheila Kopp. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6, verse 12. There are going to be days when you won't feel like fighting the spirit realm. As a matter of fact, many of us would wish it doesn't exist at all, or it's just a figment of our imagination, and we can pretend it away. There's an old saying, there is no rest for the weary. And that's exactly how it is like in the spirit realm we're living in. There is no rest. Satan and his cohorts are alive and well and are going forward, wickedly creating havoc all over the world. They do not rest. They want to destroy us from the minute we get up in the morning until we face another day. They do not rest. Don't even think that when we close our eyes at night to sleep, they rest either. Our bodies may rest, but our spirit continues to be awake. The truth is, our spirit never sleeps. So that even in our sleep, the enemies of our soul are there. Why do you think sometimes we'd get up in the middle of the night needing to rebuke the enemy out of our room? Or cry out in the middle of our dreams for the Lord to save us? Because it is exactly when you're down and weary and feeling vulnerable and ready to rest that they will come and attack. When your guard is down, that's the more they have leverage over you. They will come. But the good news is, we don't have to be alone when we fight the principalities of this world. They don't have to come and eat us alive. We can have rest and peace in the process. Because when our hearts and our minds are always in tune with Jesus Christ, He does the fighting for us. All we need to do is just talk to Him, love Him, and thank and praise the Lord in the process. This is how we fight and win in the spirit realm, loving Jesus and praising Him. When we know He's in control of everything and there's no power in heaven or in hell that's stronger than He is, then what's there to be afraid of? We can have peace in the process. We don't have to fight and get weary, worn out, and miserable. The Lord will fight the battle for us. Remember the words that Moses said to the children of Israel when they were scared out of their wits because the Egyptians had changed their minds about letting them go and at the last minute decided to pursue after them, to capture them and enslave them again. They saw the Egyptians coming and they started crying out loud in panic. Moses told them, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Exodus 14, verses 13. And didn't the Lord come through for them? He sure did. The Lord parted the Red Sea, allowing the children of Israel to escape, and then brought the water rushing back to drown the Egyptians that were pursuing after them. All they needed to do was trust in Him and march onward to the promised land. The Lord will do the same for us if we would just trust Him and love Him. He will come through for us and fight for us, and we will win with Him. Fighting in the spirit realm doesn't have to throw us all off in a funk and get us all distraught in our soul. We can have peace in the process. The process of winning takes faith and practice. It takes consistency. If we're consistent in our talks with the Lord, being honest and open with Him all the time, with our shortcomings and not hiding anything from Him, we will win the battle. Then, when we learn to praise and thank Him on top of this, not only will the Lord get us through our trials and tribulations, blessings will also come for us because we're saying to Him, we trust Him and we believe in Him. Faith at work is praising God and thanking Him even before we see the results of our battles. When we do that, He will shower us with blessings. Remember Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, commanding the people of the Lord to sing and praise Him while they were in battle against their enemies? God blessed them, not only in winning the battle, but there was so much spoil afterwards, it took them days to gather it all. This is what the Bible said about it. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And there were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 22 and 25. Practicing to talk to the Lord takes commitment and dedication. It won't happen overnight. But if you're determined to win in the end and want to realize your future and dreams with the Lord, talking to Him and committing every single desire and issue to Him is the key. Praising and loving Him on top of this will bring in the blessings. It's important to not ever stop talking to and praising the Lord. Without Jesus, we cannot do anything on our own. We will never win. Only through the Lord, we are more than conquerors through His love for us. So don't throw in the towel. Keep fighting. The Lord who is for us and loves us so much has won the battle at the cross already, so we are guaranteed to win. Just keep talking to Him and praising Him and keep believing in His love for you. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth it. Who is He that condemneth it? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans 8, verses 31 through 34. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, verses 37 through 39. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, that your love for us is true. It never wavers or changes. It will always stay the same and steadfast until the end. I thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. I love you, Lord. Father, I pray once again for faith upon your people today. Faith in your love and in your grace. You will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. You will be here for us whenever we call upon you. Help us then, Savior, to keep talking to you all the time and never stop loving you and looking to you for our hope and strength. Place in our hearts today to praise you and love you despite of all our fears and trials and temptations. Help us to keep looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. I pray all these things in your wonderful and matchless name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.